You're listening to SBS News.
Born into the Second Sudanese Civil War, Garang Dut has known struggle from the beginning.
After we moved to Ethiopia, there was another war there with Ethiopian government being toppled at the time. And so a large population of South Sudanese who had been forced out by war had to come back into war zone.
All the while on foot and under attack from forces loyal to the Sudanese government. Garang and his family eventually ended up in the Kakamo refugee camp in Kenya.
There was no health system. So we're talking of things such as clean running water and also having immunization programs, shelters, adequate nutrition. So basic things that people actually need to stay healthy and not get sick.
At the camp, he lived on humanitarian food rations and was given just a few pieces of reinforced plastic for shelter.
That's where I eventually started my schooling, pretty much open-air classrooms, riding in dirt, until we got some upgrade eventually with mud wall classrooms and blackboards, and that was the beginning of my education.
Over 17 years in multiple refugee camps, Mr. Dut witnessed many people die from preventable diseases. He learned how easily healthcare systems can break down. Then he and his family were finally accepted into the refugee resettlement program and moved to Melbourne. He experienced a new country, a new school, and eventually university. But the traumas of his past were not forgotten. Mr. Dut decided he wanted to make a difference through medicine, and Professor Rob Moody from the University of Melbourne answered the call as a mentor.
Why did you email me?
Yeah, so because I was new in Australia, I didn't have referees and interested in medicine and career path along those lines. But then I was browsing around looking for mentors and people who could have perspectives on where I'm coming from.
The following year, Mr. Dut was accepted into medicine and would become Dr. Dut.
He really has overcome a lot of hardship and has amazing amounts of determination.
He eventually earned master's degrees at Oxford and Harvard universities. That knowledge and passion now being put to use back in Australia.
Talk to your doctor about hepatitis B.
He's worked immunising refugee communities and improving access to care for Indigenous Australians, and is now working at ANU and with the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet.
And so I approach policy making process or advocacy with an understanding of where they're coming from and how oftentimes these voices don't bear on policy processes.
And his voice is echoing through the halls of power in Canberra.
It's mostly to focus on big picture issues and be able to influence policy at a higher level, so that some of the perspectives that I've actually learned and experienced growing up, not only during medical school, can come to bear on how healthcare services are delivered.